The beginning of Parashas Chukas deals with the mitzvah Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma is the law of the parrot, that's the Medrash, but the paradox of the laws of the Parah Aduma, that you take the ashes and you purify the people who are tamei, yet those who are involved in the preparation become tamei. And that even Shlomo HaMelech said, he has a hard time, I said I would be wise, but it is far from me. So nevertheless, that's the Indian of Parah Aduma, that the Parah Aduma is the red heifer, red cow. So Rashi quotes from Rav Moshe HaDarshan, who says that the Parah Aduma, the red cow, is an atonement for the sin of the golden calf. How is it an atonement for the sin of the golden calf? So Rav Moshe HaDarshan writes that Para is a female cow, and therefore the mother comes to atone for the child, for the calf, like a child goes into the king's palace and soils before, so the mother comes and cleans it up. So the Parah Aduma is an atonement for the sin of the Chayrego. The question is, what exactly does that mean exactly? That it's an atonement. In what way is it an atonement? Because on one hand, the Parah Aduma allows you to go into the Beis HaMikdash now, but doing the Parah Aduma has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. In theory, you could do the shechita, the slaughtering, the burning, you do it somewhere else. Harazizim, Mount Olive, or you do it in the sprinkling, you could do in different places. It's not really connected to the Makam HaMikdash. So what do you mean that it's an atonement for the sin of the Cheda Ego? So the Kuzari, other Mefreshim, point out, what was the sin of the gold? What was the sin of the Cheda Ego? The sin of golden ego wasn't Avodah Zarah, but they thought they needed an intermediary. Once Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down, they didn't think they were worthy on their own to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. And therefore, as the Rambam writes, what's tshuva gemura is when you put yourself in a similar scenario and you don't do the same sin. In other words, that the Rambam writes, but that's tshuva gemura. So Paul, what is tshuva? Sort of salvation, explain many times. Let's say we see by vidoy maisa. Usually vidoy we assume is an oral confession. Usually alchei shachanu manecha, ashamnu baganu, with saying we're asking God for forgiveness for our sins. But we find the phrase by vidoy maisa in Parshas Bisavo, which God, I did everything you told me. What kind of like tshuva is that? I thought tshuva is you tell me, now I did everything wrong and now I'm changing. So Rav Soloveitchik explains that the foundation of tshuva is you gotta believe you can do better. If you don't believe you can do better, then you need to go to a therapist. It's not a matter of I'm a sinner, I'm a loser, I'm terrible, okay. But if I don't think I can do better, so what do you want from me? I'm a victim, it's out of my control. You need a therapist, but the first you saw it in tshuva is you got to believe you can do better. If you believe you can do better, so then you have a chance to do tshuva. So the sin of the golden calf was they didn't think they were worthy. Moshe Rabbeinu, they thought was there, wasn't coming down, and they said, we can't serve God directly. We have to go in and get an intermediary. So what's the pshat of Parah Aduma? It's true that Parah Aduma, the preparation has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, but the result is that now that I'm Tara, I could go back into a Makom Kodesh, into a Beis HaMikdash, into the Makomos, depending where you are, what's mutter, what's not. So that's what it means. The Para Duma is atonement for the Cheda Ego. The Cheda Ego showed we were lacking self-worth. We didn't feel we were good enough. We were able to do it. And comes to Para and Duma and says, no, every Jew has a direct link to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Jew can do direct tshuva. You don't have to go to someone else to do tshuva. If you, in other words, the sin of the Cheda Ego was person who thought they lacked the ability to do, to connect to God directly. And from the Para Adum, as you know, anyone can become pure on your own through the Para Aduma and then come and have a direct contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a Makom Kodesh, in a place where, a holy place now, where you'll be, depending what you are, where you'll be permitted to enter.